Blog Talk Radio.
If you really are honest with yourself, ladies, and you look in the mirror and you really, really are being reasonable, you know we're better.
Écoutez, à midi.
Y'all know what time it is. Transmitting live from Mars. Jovi P, Midwest Z, Sage James. We are here for you on Vote Miss Eve. Saying that because this is like Christmas Eve to some of these political pundits and followers. And a lot of shit going to go on in the next 24 to 48 hours. I just posted a video. Not too long before I posted the actual promo for the show about what will happen if the seat of president does not concede, which my gut is just telling me that that's going to be the case for some reason. I don't know why I feel like that, but I just feel like my gut's telling me that, you know, not only did he say it would be no peaceful transfer, but I just feel it, you know. Something's telling me, my higher self is telling me, shit is about to get crazy.
Look at maybe just the antics, like Trump grounded, they tried to downplay it, and no one, like, they called it in, and the police did nothing about it. Like, you're seeing them. In the videos, they're out in arms. You know, they're well within their Second Amendment rights.
Right, of course they are. Of course they are.
And they're provoking. They're at the point to where they're provoking now. So they're trying to instigate violence. So I think anyone that's, you know, voting, you know, to just be cautious, to, you know, protect yourself at all times. And most importantly, like, don't let it deter you, because that's all it is at the end of the day. It's the same tactics that, you know, they've been using for the past 50, 60 years. You know, they try to scare us out of their decision.
Hey, Jovi, your reception is some shit.
I know.
Just over clear. Your reception is shit. But the gist of what he was saying is that just be watchful and just be, you know, aware of your surroundings. If you come across a bunch of, agent provocateurs, you know, don't fall for the bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Be the smarter person. This is what they want you to do, just so they have a reason to wild out and do whatever they feel is accordingly to the climate that we're in right now. So, lot going on. But on the brighter side of news, it looks like, you know what? I'm going to say this about it. We know we talk about football on Mondays. We have to talk about football on Mondays. Yesterday's Bills win was kind of bittersweet, only because I want to see Cam do well, but just not against the Bills. And It seemed to play out that way because, you know, that last play that Justin Zimmer made to to kind of seal the win. It was an on-time play. And they're slowly learning how to win. And Jovi's team is slowly falling apart, well, quickly deteriorating. I mean, like, every major player has a season-ending injury.
Yo.
Everyone. Crazy. Every major
crazy.
Player is having season-ending injuries. Now, we all saw how the Avalanche started with Z's squad or his horse in Saquon. We saw how that ended.
Yeah.
And that wasn't a pretty sight. Wasn't a pretty sight. But that injury bug has made its rounds like the fucking Death Angel in church, nigga. Like, that shit is catching everybody. Like, I'm gonna say it so that Jovi can attest that this shit catching everybody. That's an everybody thing. That injury bug, that shit catching everybody, son.
That injury
you know what
bug
mean?
Discriminates not.
You can't
no.
even say this shit right. B.
Oh.
Oh,
I,
go ahead. Let's
school
hear,
me.
Let's hear
schooler.
Right.
Schooler.
Nah, I'm not a fucking circus monkey. But the thing with your boy.
Fuck out of here, nigga. You know what the hell I'm saying is right.
That's
your everybody. Terry is Ter, so every is everybody.
Is you serious?
It's Merlin. It ain't even Marilyn. It's Merlin.
Merlin.
It's Merlin, like the wizard. Merlin. It's Merlin.
M-U-H-R-L-E. Merlin.
Or M-E-R-L-Y-L-Y-N. Merlin. What is pick your poison. The motherfuckers, they understand you. Bet that shit.
Oh, man. All right.
But, yeah, so, I mean, so quickly before we go to break, Joe, we got about a minute or two before we go to break. You know, 60 seconds or less, you kind of expressed how you feel about your team mostly yesterday and some parts of today by you rather trade Jimmy G for Cam straight up, just throw the whole season away. At what point in the game did you just say throw the whole shit away? At what point was it? And I'm not trying to be funny. I'm not trying to be funny. I just want to know because it had to be a turning point.
That's legit.
This morning.
It was this morning? Oh, yeah. You had to sleep on it? Pause. You had to sleep on it?
Nah, so there's been low-key rumblings. And, I mean, like I was telling you earlier today, like, if you on the Bleacher Report, you get the alerts if you got your favorite team shit set up.
Right.
So I started looking at the injury report, and I posted a meme about the shit. I was like, yo, that's fucking crazy. Like, you look at the list, and you're like, yo, it's damn it a whole offense and half the defense. Like, straight up.
Mm.
Why not?
Damn, when it rains, it pours. Shit is crazy.
Super Bowl curse.
Yeah, I mean, and that's the thing about it. It's like a lot of people don't believe that shit, you know, that law of averages is what it is. Like, it's a crazy stat that most teams that go in and lose the Super Bowl don't even make the playoffs next year. I remember what kind of numbers it is, but it's a convincing number. It's like over 70%. You know what I mean? It's very convincing. So
It's like only three teams have done it since like the 2000s or some shit like that. Like it's something crazy.
It's a crazy stat, but it holds true. It's just a test of time. So when people like and that was our conversation leading into the season. When we asked Jovi, said, "What'd you say, 12-4?" Because you knew there was a couple games that y'all was split with Arizona, and there's gonna be some kind of fluke shit that happened here and there.
Yeah, I'm just lucky now, son. I was clearly having a dyslexic moment.
That's just straight 4-12 action, huh? Straight 4-12 action.
Yeah.
Wow. Well.
Yeah, my homie told me. So, you know, I can't even make fun. I can't make fun of Z because, you know. Well, no, I can because my team beat his team. So I can make fun of Z. So, everybody else, I can't talk shit to you, say, unless we just went against y'all week 12.
I mean shit. Like, hey,
he's looking real fucking bad.
Hey, what I'm saying is Bills can't stop the run, and and I don't know if they know how to run the ball anymore. So it's like, I don't even know myself what kind of team this is. Identity.
Lamar had a good game, though.
And I think that's where they're going to be leaning towards right now, honestly. Because I don't know if they think it's
carrying
out, but Moss, he was playing like he wants to play. You know what I mean? So yeah, I'm just, like I said, I'm cautiously optimistic at this point. But anyway, enough about that. We're gonna take a break. We're gonna get into this Busta Rhymes joint. It wasn't sneaky good. I want to say it was a sneaky classic almost. And I don't want to give away, you know, our grading rubric or our bias that we're leaning towards. But it's fair to say that the hip-hop universe has smiled on us with this body of work right here. And I'm not just saying this because I'm a New York nigga and I'm a Busta Rhymes fan, but the shit earned the stripes to just go around. But anyway, we'll get into one of the tracks off of that gets me moving. This is Pull Up Bar Action right here. Yeah, this Pull Up Bar Action right here.
Yeah, so
9/11.
Come on, New York.
Don't get mad if this is not the song that you're thinking about, Z, but I hope it is. We're going to get into this, and we're going to come right back after this break.
There ain't no place in the world where Busta Rhymes ain't the baddest motherfucker. You understand? Do you understand who this man is? Do you understand how hard he brings it?
Nobody's following this motherfucker.
You get smacked silly, voted with yours, Jimmy. Back to shit, get that. Nigga, fuck with me. Jail music for riots, cash is for 50. Fuck the place up till I turn 160. Now I'm here to fix it up, motherfucking lift it up. Get your niggas drunk till you lay in your bed and piss it up. Now I'm back with the coke, gonna make you all sniff it up. And skirt, skirt, in the race, watch me Tokyo flip it up. Take this loss, all day sauce.
So far, shorty's throw the bra, and I need a light of the light, the perfect cigar. Brand new jet, brand new con, leader of the new shit, brand new czar.
Light switch off, Cuban link cross, the shine bright of the evening, diamonds crisscross. If you ain't out here to find it, time to get lost.
In case you niggas ain't know,
bitch, I get busy, like a silverback grizzly, roll up some more sticky. Every hood to every block, brought them all with me. So much smoke, they nickname in the flow chimney. Bag full of Franks, every federal known crispy. The great Bush rhymes, you win a few dimes. Just spoke your name up, you gon' live a long time. So when we in this bitch, most you niggas get no shine. Invalid niggas,
fuck up.
Stop begging for cosigns. Now this be the dosage to have them black and make them do shit. Then it may back up until it fucking break in two. Better call a medic, you know my whole aesthetic. Energy kinetic, you better clear the exit. Light switch on, fuck shit up. Kill everyone in this bitch gone. Launch grenade bomb. That venom to break up your legs and both arms. Volcanic eruption, we tell them remain calm. Heavy metal like Metallica, now witness the massacre. Somebody should have told them niggas they shouldn't come after you. Feed the planet to cook up international traffickers. Now pull up with the sprinters, cause all of my bitches passengers.
So far, shorty's throw they bra, and I need a light of the light, the perfect cigar. Brand new jet, brand new con, leader of the new shit, brand new czar.
Light switch off, Cuban link cross, the shine bright of the evening, diamonds crisscross. If you ain't out here to find it, time to get lost.
In case your niggas ain't know.
Yo, that shit right there, like, can move the crowd, son, like, for real.
Son, when that shit came on, I was listening to the car, on the way home, and that shit came on, and I'm like, oh, come on, Chris Rock. Chris Rock made it. Shout out to Chris Rock.
How do you feel about the narration? How do you feel about the narration?
The narration was, it was key, son. It's Chris Rock. And then, like, if you, and when you look at all the work that Chris is doing right now, and the fact that he went pause so hard on, like, you know, just like amping him up, you know, it's like, don't nobody bring you harder than this motherfucker right here.
But
and
I mean,
like, come on, Chris. Come on, Chris.
I think you. Same show, ELE, the first one. Like, you keep forgetting, like, Chris Rock did a lot of the skits on the first one. So I felt like it was appropriate to bring him back for the second one and have him do the same shit. I mean, now, amazing. Was it a little dated or was it a little corny? Yeah. But, I mean,
that's
kind of Chris Rock's shtick.
No, that's what I was trying to really get to. I was trying to see, like, what was, like, the overall consensus. Like, we get it that, you know, that's iconic that, you know, both are arguable legends of their respective craft, and for them to collab, to come together on, you know, on a project like this, you know, both Brooklyn natives, I thought it was cool, but like, you know, what you said was a little corny. It had its moments, but I don't know. I appreciate it for what it was worth. I appreciate it.
Darius Slayton is cooking Tampa secondary right now.
Is he? I'm not even watching the game.
Okay, I am.
Try to contain yourself.
I am. I'm doing well so far.
So could I just interject one thing? The way that the album kicked off, it's typical Bust fashion.
Yo,
it's kicked down the door. Blow the doors off the hinges,
right?
To smithereens, right. And then we'll have a conversation after that. I just want to play this joint right here. This is like another one of my favorite joints on there, but it's only a fucking verse long, but it's impactful and it sets the tone. It's the very first tour.
Sorry, country, I know you don't want this really, but till we get us some justice, we fucking every city up. Drastic measures is urgent, the city burn like Philly blunts. Crazy like we jumping off a little yellow minibus. You for my people, cause you niggas moving really sus. No, we ain't playing with them, really, trust. You see them cities burning like chimneys, you better know it's really us. The clock was finally winding down, your time was really just to feel the wrath of God, no matter how your door is really shut. Deep in my soul, injustice really cut. I'm only trying to be my people's clutch. Hypertension, I mentioned the temperature is different. What? This wouldn't have happened, now you witness blood. You motherfuckers better listen up, cause now we out here fighting for what's right like we don't give a fuck.
Yo, and if you got a system in your car and you hear that low bass kick, like, you know, that factory shit y'all got does a little bit of justice, but if y'all, you know, get some shit that got like a subwoofer, like a real deal subwoofer, that shit right there, it just sets the tone, man. Like, and I'm appreciative of the level of boom bapness that this embodies. Very boom bap. But it's still modern at the same time. You know, some people get stuck in the boom bap so much, it sound like, you know, 92 too much. This still has a modern feel to the boom bapness of it all. That's what I appreciate the most about that album.
But you got to attribute that to the he's been at work for 30 years. Bro.
30 years, like, man.
30 years. 1991. Like, he may not have dropped, but you didn't go a year.
What was that last point you made? You was breaking up.
I haven't heard anything like, no, was bust around, like not a feat, no nothing.
We're going to nod and smile on this one because you still couldn't get hurt. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is the second time I should repeat this stuff after this point. Like, oh, all right, nigga. Yeah, I hope to see you there. Hope to see you there. I'm going to.
But to piggyback, tell them, listen, like during the break, I was like, it's like Busta Rhymes met old Bus and new Bus and found out they had a love child. Like it was just the culmination of all of his best work. It's so crazy how he took his hits. He was using the hooks from his hits and the hooks from his hits. Like, what the fuck? I was like, yo, come on, man. Because every other song was like he would do one of his biggest hooks in the middle of the song and be like, yo, come on, man. Don't this shit make my people, you know?
But
and,
the same he got a catalog,
yeah, right.
Son. He got a major catalog. He got a major catalog.
I was literally driving, and I was like, old school, just like, listening to M.O.P., swinging my arms. I'm sure the people next to me are like, yo, this brother right here has lost his shit.
Yeah, it was refreshing. It was very refreshing.
It was refreshing.
And we'll bring in new school, how he this song with him in Rhapsody. Man.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah. Man.
You know how I feel about stories and concept songs. That, I mean, that itself spoke volumes. Spoke volumes to the level of just sheer creativity and how he could keep reinventing himself and stay, and as we say in church, give fresh bread every time he gets up to present. You know what I mean? Like, it's not easy to do 30 years later. You got to figure the nigga got to be damn near 50. You know what I mean? Because when he came out in 91, I wouldn't say he was 21 then, but I wouldn't say the nigga wasn't 17 either. You know what I mean? So he was between the 18 and 21 range, I believe.
Yeah, he's
20 years. Because I was in seventh grade in 91. When he came out. You know what I mean?
Him, DMX, Fat Joe are all a year apart.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, Joe's 50, DMX is 49, Busta Rhymes is 48.
Yeah, man, but... It was refreshing, again, to hear the level of just relevance and just the range that he still
right.
that he still possesses and that he can still interject into every song. So it sounded like the first Station Level Event album, if you ask me. You know what I mean?
It did.
And how it had the highs, how it had the joint with the Porter Ladies. That Where I Belong joint, you know what I mean? And that was Mariah he was on the track with, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, I thought so, because I didn't read all the credits. I just, listened for the voices. He had to join Mary on there, and the joint with Kendrick.
Yo, yeah.
I don't know which one I'm going to go to first. I don't know if I'm going to go to that one, if I'm going to go to one Rhapsody first. But both of them shits is flame.
Or
you know,
with Anderson .Paak, that was good.
You know, but you know what though? That's the only. I mean, I already had that song in my library, so that's really like the only song I don't listen to on that album because I heard it enough already over the from the end of the summer up until now. And let's not forget the shit that he did with Vybz Kartel. How Bus sound like he got a whole nother career after hip hop. With dance hall. Nigga, we know you full blooded Jamaican nigga, but I mean, goddamn. I know you was that Jamaican nigga. Like Well, he could be. No, I mean, I knew, but he was at full blown Jamaican. But you know, to be able to chat for a whole song like that was you know.
He did a so I met Busta Rhymes back in 04, 04, 05. He was at an album release party in Hartford.
Mm.
And it was a Jamaican cat, because you know Hartford is full of Jamaicans and Africans. It was a Jamaican cat that was on his label, that was on Flip Mode, and so they was doing the show or whatever, and Bus came up, him and son, they did like I want to say 5 or 6 minutes in patois. So I just you know, bong bong.
Yeah.
Yo, son, it was epic. You know what I'm saying?
It was because
it was invite only, obviously. It was only like maybe 125 people. You know what I'm saying? No security. It was just, you know what I'm saying, just Bus and the artist, and he was just in the middle of the floor. He was, you know, taking shots with Nick. I mean, it was the.
I mean,
one
I
of
say,
the best
like say, he's the people's champ when it comes to shit like that.
He
man.
Is.
So much,
he's a
street.
He's a street
stories. That's what I'm saying. There's so many stories that I hear about how he ingratiates himself with whatever crowd that he's around. You know what I mean? And one
and
thing that I'll say, that's the thing about it. That too, it is one thing that I'll say. You have never heard a Bus get in front of them.
Nah. No.
Ever. Like,
have you ever
have
you ever met him in person?
I met him in person a couple times.
Yo, that nigga's big.
Yeah, no, he's a tall dude. Like, you know what I'm saying? And said now that, you know what I'm saying, once he was in the gym for a while, but then that shit dropped and turned into gut. But at the same time, now he's trying to work that shit, you know, back into, you know, what it was supposed to be. And, he's not like, you know, an undersized individual. I will go that far. He's not an undersized individual. So we're gonna go to a break. We're gonna get into grades next. I don't think I downloaded the whole album, but let's get into which one? Ladies first. Let's get into Rhapsody's one best I can. We'll get into that, and we'll come right back, and we'll give grades and wrap up the top. Joe, are you there? What's your reception sound like, fool? Talk to us.
Trash.
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 Well, that sounded clear.
That
was pretty fucking clear. Yeah, I mean, for it to be trash, though. Let's hope that's a trend in the right direction. We're going to be right back, y'all. Take a quick break. It's 9:28. Getting some more Busta Rhymes. We're going to get some grades. And then we're going to get into the most splendiferous, spectacious, monumental event in the world going on right now. The final act. The final act of 2020 is beginning to ensue. We'll be right back, y'all. 9:28. Joey P, Stage James Midwest Z, Trendman Live from Mars.
Father always gave you drama, never took the kids to see your mom and I know is what you tried to do. Took so much time from you tripping about the child support, paid to had him raising, and you still bought him Christmas toys. Damn, I just wanna putting up with me. I always took your joy and had some sorry ass nigga playing daddy to your boy and got mad cause you found a good woman. That's fucked up. I know. What I'm trying to do. Owe you that much, you know I owe him that too. He ain't the man he's supposed to be, cause I ain't let him learn from you. Damn. For walking away when I was yelling in your face, making a scene in broad day because you brought him back late. Cause you miss him so much, you only got him one day. Shit. Is what I'm trying to do. Once a month, cause you was working overpaid. Little child support, I still ask you to buy him new J's. Only spend a little bit on our baby. And know that your support really made a nigga lazy. I'm just saying, damn. I could have done better. I know you didn't deserve that. I was thinking about the cheddar. I was thinking about adversity and how you left me for some other bribe. And I understand that I was crazy, so. You did the best you could. You did the best you can. You still stuck around for good, and I appreciate it. And I hope to see it. And our son really needs you, damn.
Damn, it's motherfucking right. And I can't believe all of the shit you did just out of spite. I just wanna. It's what I'm trying to do. Shit. Thank you for making me a stronger man than some. So many times you fucking disrespect me in front of my son's God. I wanna thank you for allowing me to survive this. Shit. Sorry I called you that. I wish I didn't mean it. I never thought that I would live to see the day that you would see it. I put up with your shit and many times I swore I wouldn't and did it for our son. Even when I get weak and thought I really couldn't bust. I was taught to never raise my hand up to a woman. Should have got my sister to slap you because you deserved a couple good ones. You denied me time with my son with this bitch nigga you harbor. You let him diss you in front of our kid while you here shitting on his father. No, I ain't perfect. I could be a better dad and dealing with you helped me find a strength I never thought I had. And I wanna. Yes, I wanna. What I'm trying to do. I only want the best for my son, give me credit. And if your dude was right, maybe I could have started trying to respect it. And I hate this tension building like food in a pot that's brewing. Like I'm supposed to deal with this nigga on top of the shit you doing. Now you motherfucking crazy. You think I'ma sit around and let some nigga you brought around ever come between me and my baby? I wanna. Yes, I wanna. For biting off more than you can chew.
Mom. Yeah.
Hey, little young king, you should go play with your brothers. Go back downstairs where they at. Let me finish talking to your mother. Go on now. Thanks for my son for making me angry the way I had to get up and go and find a woman that makes me happy. The type of woman that helps me teach him how to love his mama. And help me raise him as a young man and to treat his woman proper. I wanna. Yes, I wanna. That's all I'm trying to do. Yeah.
Hey, Russ, you ready to do it to him again?
Well, it's only right, Queen.
832 in the Midwest, 932 on the East Coast. Tuesday, live from Mars, the name of the show. I am, as they call, Fuzzy, joined by my two co-hosts, DNS, Holy Down, and Burroughs. We've got Joby P, swinging through the trees out there, and Wakanda.
Chewing them up a little bit. But we were examining the ELE 2.
Just a hell of an album. And we're going to move into the grade. And this is probably the highest grade I've ever given, ever. I gave him a 92, an A minus. Definitely gave him
cool.
A minus.
Cool. No argument. I yield my time. Jody, what you got?
A little terrified to speak because of my signal issues, so I'm gonna be quick. an A. Like you got an A. Like I didn't I didn't expect a terrible project, but it was a sneaky, it was like, you know what? Gold star for you, Buster. Like
right.
And this was a quintessential Busta Rhymes album. Like you mentioned, the cadence, he gave you the throwback, that low, gritty New York, that choppy delivery that he's known for. And he gave you energy during the album. He was enlightening you. It's like, it's with all the facets of Busta Rhymes. Like this is definitely, you know, in contendership for, you know, album of the year. I definitely feel like,
wow, you know, I've never even considered that, but that's a plausible statement. That's a justifiable statement.
Definitely is like,
yeah.
I can say
Yeah, I can definitely agree with that. That's a justifiable statement. He's basically only going to be going up against Griselda and Royce, for real, but that's justifiable. Justifiable, definitely is.
And
go ahead.
You realize, not to cut you off, that he has the only Kendrick feature for the whole year?
Yeah.
That also is a good point. That also is a good point. But Bus is he's royalty in hip hop. So it's like you really can't turn that offer down. Like
right. Exactly. Like who's saying no to Busta?
Who's gonna say no to appear on a Bus track? You know what I'm saying? Like he's hip hop royalty.
Whoa.
What'd I say?
Who's going to appear on a Bus track? Maybe because Bus means something different here.
Bus means the same thing everywhere, nigga, but you knew what I was talking about the whole, you know what I'm saying, the whole time. But I'll give you that. That was borderline, but okay, I'll give you the benefit of doubt on that. I apologize, pause for that. But who would say no to appearing on a Busta Rhymes track? Bottom line. You know what I mean? Especially for album contention at that too. And I'm gonna say this. I feel a certain kind of way about when people rename their album a part two of what was already a banger. Because 9 times out of 10, it doesn't follow up. You know what I'm saying? The only this, and I would say Raekwon's Built for Cuban Links 2, it wasn't a Cuban Links album, the original Cuban Links magnitude, but for the time that it was released in, it was the Cuban Links that we needed to hear for that time. Because it got major spins, as far as I'm concerned. In my ride, it got major spins. But a lot of times when people renamed the album the same thing that it was already named prior to, and it's like a part two or three, whatever, like that, you know, I kind of frown on that because to me that seems like there's like a lack of creativity. You couldn't figure out a new name for an album. Because like, fucking, look at me.
Lil Wayne.
Oh, my God, forget about it. Like, come on, how many cards are you going to make? And look at me.
He got one more.
Who?
He got another one.
Who's this?
Wayne. He's doing he's dropping a Gangsta Grills.
Come on, man. That's what
and
I'm saying. It's like, yo. Well, I mean, but you know, Wayne is fried at this point. So I'm not giving him a pass. But at the same time, it's like you could still come up with another name. You know what I'm saying?
We're not gonna acknowledge.
I'm just saying,
that.
My nigga. Like, I'm
well,
just
hold
saying.
Hold on, hold on.
I just have a problem with people renaming the album in sequences. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I'm gonna switch over to the political arena. His meeting with 45 last week. I'm just gonna brush over that.
I think that was just a photo op. And the thing about it is this: when are people gonna realize that these people are totally only doing this shit because he's not gonna affect their bottom line? You know what I'm saying? So, like, niggas that's not making over 400 grand a year aren't going to understand why they doing this. Why they saying that. So, it's just, shit is just bad theater to me, man. It's bad theater it's actually good theater, I should say, because we keep falling for the same shit over and over again. You know what I mean?
Right.
People keep falling for the same shit. You've seen this tactic before. You know this is a divisive tactic to stir people's emotions up, to egg them on to continue to be loyal Dems and all this shit like that. And, you know, and then the video I put out earlier, like I said, we talked about the top of the show, is this motherfucker going to concede well within his rights not to? You don't think he's gonna do whatever he can to keep that seat if he loses landslide victory? You know what I'm saying? I mean, lose by landslide. Well, even Banjo said if he loses by landslide, then it's gonna be kind of productive for him to contest it. But if it's close, he's like, watch out. He's like, there's so many loopholes and contingencies that can be thrown around in order to prolong it or to prevent it altogether. And I'm just of the mind that he's not going quietly into the night, man. So
no, he's not.
Waiting to see what the fuck is going on, what's going to happen, my nigga. Bottom line, it's the final act. The final act.
All we need to do is see where this electoral, what is it, 11 states or 12? 11, right?
What, the swing states?
Ohio, Pennsylvania.
Florida.
Ohio, Pennsylvania.
Yo.
Florida.
He has to win. Yo, I seen the projections. So right now, like, Trump basically has to win Arizona, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and North Carolina. He has to win all four of those states in order to basically win. And if you paid attention to his last debate, he kept dropping those little areas, whatever little issue was going on. Like, I peeped the political game. So I was like, okay, so you came in here a bit more prepared. You know, people were expecting a fucking two monkeys throwing shit at each other, got an actual debate that last time. So,
you know what Biden fucked up at? And I said this shit to my wife when we was watching it. Well, he said that he plans on banning drilling for oil or some shit like that forever.
Oh, yeah.
He said that.
Yeah.
Trump caught him on it. He said, are you listening to what you're saying, Joe? He said, that's a big statement that you're saying right there, Joe. He said, remember that Pennsylvania?
Yeah.
Remember that Michigan? Remember that Texas?
Mm-hmm.
He started calling out all those states.
Yeah.
That had that drill. Yeah. He called out all the states that drill. So, and the fracking thing, exactly. So it's like, you know, he's blowing a dog whistle, pause, to all of those swing states that have that population that still have, you know, field jobs, coal mining jobs and drilling jobs and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? So it's going to be interesting, man. It's going to be interesting, to say the least. I can't, that's all I can really say to it. It's going to be interesting. Because it's, you know, The fact that, you know, and I'm being sadistic with this. I'm going to say this when I go to break. I'm being sadistic with this. I kind of want the election to be a lopsided victory in Biden's favor. Just so he can say, fuck you. Just so he can say, fuck you, no game. And then because what he's capable of doing at that point in time, 45 I'm talking about, is to start his own coup against the nation. And then if that begins, we're gonna have the real fireworks start with all these embrazened militias and shit like that going on. That's what I want to see if they mobilize. And I want to see what the fucking with some other niggas that was out there, the NFC, the not fucking NFAC, not fucking around coalition. I want to see where they at.
Yeah.
Are they gonna go toe to toe with these niggas wherever they pop up? It's kind of like, you know, and I'm not putting the the onus on them or the pressure on them. Like, if they don't step up, then we are shit out of luck. But I mean, you know, y'all niggas say y'all was, you know, looking for this action, and you know, is maybe where it's at. So, you know, talk to me. I'm just waiting to see. I'm just waiting to see what's going on, man. was waiting to see what's going on. I don't think we're going to have an answer tomorrow night. I think that it's going to, the votes are going to get held up some way, shape, or form. They're going to to do a count, a separate count and a recount and a triple count and all this shit like that. But regards to the fact, though, I don't even think he will. I honestly think Biden's going to win in just in a number sense. I honestly think he is. But I'm telling you, I believe it in my heart of hearts that 45 is going to put up some kind of stink in order to muddle the results or muddle the actual concession of the seat. Telling. But look, it's 9:46. We got a little about 14 minutes left in the show. We're going to take another quick break, and then we'll come right back, and we'll just give our predictions on what we're going to see, what we believe is going to happen tomorrow, how things are going to play out. Get your popcorn, ladies and gentlemen. Be right back. 914-290-866.
Just look over your shoulders, honey.
Yeah, I know. It's been a minute.
With safety. How bizarre, my battle scars at large with Lacey. Big marbles, nigga. I lead this new generation, boy, don't argue with us. Marvelous, beast selectors, authors, and all was bitter. And it's all for the literature. And it's all for the hideous, the nastiest flows of chlamydia.
I ain't afraid to say I need you. Oh, yeah. I promise I'll never leave you. Oh, yeah.
My life is like 12 open mics of hopeless notes. I write for show, my folks who like soon as the flow get nice. The vote to guys that scare and seize my vote. Type forever read my share of these and RIPs. You know my type of style is like my everything. Apparently my appetite they famished, bite no man that feeds the culture. Vote your guy and bleed. Focus, hold his thoughts and dreams. Control his pen. Look over your shoulder. Hold his lines and rhymes and things. Devote my time and mind. It seems I'm supposed to shine. Remind them king. Provoke the blind and bomb the fiends. The pros, the cons, the diamond rings. And vote with time for diamond will bring the soul divine and cross between. For sure the mind to go the green. The vote that shows just what it means. To grab your court, divide the wind and fly before my vocal scream. For hip hop, look at my Ziploc bag full of goodies. You Chris Rock hit the pookie and pit stop. This poop sack, baby, you a hell of a drug. Just look over your shoulders when they fuck you over. It's love, I know ya.
Body the game to the point niggas get to rap with me. Get burned until they anointed me one of the kings of black history.
I guess I see the game was a little different, niggas lack sympathy.
Some bars and I spit them like darts till they puncture your kidney. You trash, and it's no matter how much you want to try to convince me.
Are you gonna make my gun cock and dump the whole other way, yeah? Whoa.
I am the Buddha, the Alibaba, the believer or maker. So pristine the dice roll from under my sleeve when I shake them. So rude, I'm so white cold, but I'm what you need to just break them. All them crowns and medals on the wall waiting for me to just take them. When I arrive, my theme music got a pound to it. And when I leave, even my shadow got a sound to it. Cause I'm the god of the heart of the martyr, the father. I spit a saliva that's leaking the lava, completing the saga while meeting and greeting and beating you niggas completely covered. Extremely barking the nigga, you see me, you deeply carve up a nigga. Believe me, graffiti your armor, you heebie, you GB, bikini, your brother. You guinea pig. Now give me this other, but treat me, you greet me, you meet me with arms up. So sweet when I speak heavily, it was deep, I was sleeping on the guards up. Opposing the fundamentals, while most of you boast a rental. Focus on what's most essential, spit bars to provoke your mental. Do I have your resentimiento? While I clap these raps like thunders, look over your shoulder, boy, and wonder.
Just know.
Hey, he got catalog. You understand? This is the motherfucking human iPod out this motherfucker, okay? He can go all day.
Go all day.
Go all day.
Go all day.
We're going to try this, 9:50 Eastern, 8:50 Central. We're trying to bring live from Oz. Joe BP, my audio must be coming through clear because that was Midwest Visa. And Save James on the board, 914-219-0866. Predictions regarding this, you know, the season finale for 2020 fuckery.
2020, this the final last.
So, I totally agree. If it's not ass whooping of Clinton Dole proportions, like I don't foresee this shit like just being easy. Like, honestly, this is the bully that, unless you kick his ass to the point of killing him, he's going to keep getting off the fucking mat, and he's going to keep trying to fight.
That's fact.
So, for anyone that's trying to see a steady and a swift, like, removal of 45 transition into 46, then if you believe in the institution of voting, go out and vote. There's a lot of stuff on your local ballots, too. So I know, like, in Maryland, they got one to try to divert the gambling money back into the schools. And they have another proposition as well, trying to use that same money to try to pay the teachers more. So that's like a whole...
Yeah, something very similar out here as well.
Yeah, so it's like fucking... Even if you're just going in for the presidential, think about your neighbor who you voting on that measure may or may not affect their life for the better. Think about the education. If you believe in an institution and you feel like, at least on the local level, and I'll say this, on the local level, I believe in voting, and because I've seen firsthand when the right person and the wrong person have been placed into a situation where there has been votes. Locally.
Right.
It's the national scale that gets a little dicey for me.
So, a little?
Don't forget, pay attention to your local issues, because the things you don't address locally will affect you way more than what 45 or 46 would end up saying or doing from the White House.
Right.
That's a fact. Now, I definitely agree with that as far as the local issues. Right. We don't talk about that a lot because obviously we're in three different locales, so it would be very difficult for us to kind of have a meeting of the minds on who we feel is best suited for a certain task in our local environments. But the main event is the presidential candidacy. You know, we could talk about the undercards all we want, but the main event is that presidential joint. So, again, as I stated right before the break, I believe that there's going to be some kind of fuckery that goes on to prohibit or prolong the transferal of seats, if in fact it does be fair and square. I feel like Biden has a good shot at, you know, blowing the hinges off.
If it's a clear landslide, he can't. What is he going to use to fight?
Go watch the video I posted on my page. He could just say, "Fuck you, I'm not leaving." And
tell him again.
He could tell you, "Fuck you, I'm not leaving." He could say straight up like that. Like, there are certain loopholes and contingencies that was written into the Constitution for times like that, for times like this. Because the main thing that he said in it, and I'm not saying Van Jones is the fucking, you know, Thurgood Marshall, no shit like that, you know what I'm saying, the ultimate checks and balance system, but most of his information checks out. So I give him the benefit of the doubt with a lot of things. You know what I'm saying? Things he may have said, I may double checked on before, and they seem to play out as he said they as they should or they did. So I give him the benefit of the doubt with that. But the point that I'm raising is that he said that it's kind of like an unseen, like an unwritten law that if the loser of the presidential election sees that they didn't get that magic number 270, then that's when they go out in front of their family and the world and everybody like that and say it was a good run. I didn't make it. Congratulations to the person that did. Maybe I'll see you guys in 4 years. He was like, but motherfucker ain't got to do that. It was like, it's just kind of like a tradition that we do. But he ain't, nobody has to do that. It's not in the laws or the requirements in the presidential candidacy that you have to do that. And then he was like, how you can throw all types of lawsuits at Congress, and then Congress and the House will get fucking moved out of the way if they have to have like a secondary vote, and then the states that are in control or whatever of his seat of the seats of Republican states, he's like, then they can choose who what states they want to choose if he wants to get in. So it could get written, son. It could get really fucking funny in these next couple months. Because we know he has a world-class team of lawyers. We know that shit. And we know, and I'm almost certain, since January 20th, 2017, this nigga has been researching on how the fuck can I not give up this seat if I lose or when I lose next go-round. I can guarantee you. He's been waiting for this moment to exercise all the loopholes, all the contingencies, and all the fine print that nobody pays attention to, because we've never had a situation like this presented to us in the time that we could record history in recent memory. I'm telling you, do not fucking be shocked. Do not be shocked at all. I'm totally convinced that we're going to be in store for some shit like that. But you know what? It's all good. It's par for the course. That's what 2020 is about. Expect the unexpected and appreciate it for what it's worth to say that you lived through it. All right? We're all going to have stories to tell our grandchildren and whatever, whoever else, if we're blessed enough to be around for great-grands, with this monumental year of 2020 is going to be historic for years to come. All right. So we got 90 seconds left in the show. We're going to get out of here though right now. And we definitely going to have a show Wednesday to recap yesterday's events. We may fuck around and do some impromptu video shit, because we're working on our video platform tomorrow. Who knows? Depends on how good the meeting goes after this show goes on or goes off. So with that, we're going to leave now so we can prep for that joint in the next couple minutes. And I'm going to leave you with this message from the Honorable Mr. Farrakhan, leading in the song, The Wrath of God. We're going to see y'all Wednesday, y'all, maybe tomorrow. So be on guard. All right, y'all. Peace to the gods and earth.
I'm sorry. Your time has come.
God is present today. They need to be afraid. You need to be afraid today, because the God of justice is present now. That's why he said, vengeance is mine. The battle is not yours. The battle is the Lord's. And God has come. The battle is on, and the plagues are coming down. And no, I'm not afraid, but you need to be, and especially when you see what's coming up. Because as a man soweth, the same shall he also reap. And when you have done the evil that you've done to us and done it to others, did you never think that there would come a day when you would have to pay for all that crap that you have done? Thomas Jefferson said it right, brother. He said, I tremble for my country when I reflect that God is just and that his justice cannot sleep forever. Well, his justice has awakened, and all over the world, the nations are turning right before our eyes. And that's why Trump is saying we got to make America great. How? When? Again. Because she's not great today. People are not afraid. The world has taken enough of America's evil. So death is sweeter to some than continuing to live under white supremacy and under tyranny. So no, I don't care nothing about them investigating me or arresting me or even killing me. But I tell you what, I'll give you a little warning. You kill your last man when you kill Dr. King. You will not get that chance to do that to me. And if it pleases God that you do kill me right after you kill me, all of you gonna die. Because I'm not here by myself. I'm not here of myself. You can see that God must be backing me. Otherwise, where would I get the strength to say and do what I do? No, man, it's our time now.